This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. If approval ratings are any guide, Connecticut's Governor John Rowland may be the most unpopular politician in the country. Rowland is the subject of a federal corruption investigation, and a House committee has been sifting through documents since January to see whether the three-term Republican should be impeached. Av Harris of member station WNPR reports political support for the governor is slipping, even among his own Republican voters.
It's the day after the back-to-back national championship wins by the University of Connecticut men's and women's basketball teams, and Governor John Rowland can't help but grin from ear to ear.
We have had some fun over the last couple of days.
John Rowland can't be having that much fun these days. Even as Rowland spoke at a transitional housing complex in Hartford about combating homelessness, reporters mostly wanted to know about the governor's ethical problems. Still, it didn't stop the governor from gloating about the friendly wager he'd recently won with the governors of Tennessee and Georgia, where the runner-up basketball teams came from.
And then in my conversation with the governor from Georgia, Sonny Perdue, who's a great friend of mine, and I'll be getting a crate of Georgia peaches, so I'm looking forward to that little exchange taking place sometime very soon.
Ironically, it's the receipt of expensive gifts that may force John Rowland out of office. Back in December, Rowland admitted he'd lied about accepting free renovations on his summer cottage from state contractors and political appointees. For the last year and a half, federal prosecutors have been investigating alleged contract bid rigging in the Rowland administration. More recently, an electrical contractor who's pleaded guilty to tax fraud produced thank you notes from the governor for thousands of dollars worth of French champagne and Cuban cigars. He also gave investigators a letter to Rowland asking to be strongly considered for a multi-million dollar contract in a juvenile prison. He was eventually awarded the electrical job. One of the governor's strongest backers, Senate Minority Leader Lou DeLuca, says he recently told Rowland the latest revelations are turning off many hardcore GOP voters.
They haven't been proven true yet, but they are things that I told him. The perception is that, he's living a high life with cigars and wine, and people resent that. You know, I've been one that said the facts have to speak for themselves, but this perception here has been devastating in my mind.
DeLuca is only one of four GOP senators who have not called on Rowland to step down, but he told the governor to think about what's best for his family and his future. Rowland is not up for re-election this fall, but Republicans fear he could be a real liability to the party. That thought is backed up by independents like Terry Wood of Old Saybrook, who have voted for Rowland in the past.
My sympathies for this guy are few and far between. Does he seem to be capable on other fronts? Yeah. But what he did was wrong, and you can't get around that.
Rowland has asked for forgiveness for taking gifts and lying about it, but says he was never influenced by any gift he accepted, and he's not going anywhere.
Well, I don't think anybody would ever resign for something that they didn't do. I mean, I've never heard of anybody resigning when they didn't do anything wrong. So I've said this 100 times, and I'll say it 100 more. I've never compromised my office in any way, shape, or form.
And Rowland discounts the fear that he could hurt fellow Republicans, pointing out that Democrats did well while President Bill Clinton was under the threat of impeachment. But University of Connecticut political science professor Howard Ryder says there's a huge difference between Rowland's problems and the Monica Lewinsky sex scandal.
Clinton's party stayed behind him very strongly, and there was no pressure from within his own party to step down, whereas Rowland, the poll numbers and then the legislators indicate that the kinds of things that Rowland's being accused of are not the sorts of things that can be just written off to partisanship.
And Ryder says Rowland's plummeting support, coupled with the threat of federal indictment, will make it that much easier for Republicans in the Connecticut House to vote to impeach their governor. A House committee investigating Rowland is expected to come back with its final recommendations in May. For NPR News, I'm Av Harris in Hartford.